I don't know if you recognize what happens when we worship. It's part of the confession of our faith. What happens when we sing these words of praise and worship to our God is we are confessing that he is our God. We are surrendering to him through worship. We are welcoming the very presence of God to come and inhabit the praises, the worship of his people, so that he will come and set up his kingdom, rule, and reign in our hearts and in the space that we live. See, worship is about lifting our praise to God, but it's also about welcoming the kingdom rule of God. There is no greater way to do spiritual warfare than through worship. Because Satan hates worship. Because it's declaring what is true, that he is defeated, and that our God is great, and that our God wins. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and it says they did not love their lives, the end of verse 11, they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death, of not shrinking back from death. Friends, the only way you don't shrink back from death is to have already died to your own self and desires. Of already saying, I'm not going to live for myself anymore, I'm going to live for Christ. Of, as Paul says, crucifying the sinful deeds of our flesh, of saying, I don't want to live in these sinful practices that have been my habits before Christ. I don't want this anymore. I want Christ to live through me by his Spirit. So this enables us to be able to live and to bring the kingdom of God, because there will be nothing that we will step back from. There will be battles that we will have to face. There will be difficult things that we will have to do. There will be acts of service that we will have to give ourselves for the sake of the world, that if we love our lives more than Christ, if we love our lives more than the sake of those who are lost, we will not engage those things. But if we recognize that our lives are with Christ in eternity forever, there will be nothing that we will not be able to step into, because this life, the kingdom we're living in, is not of this world. It's temporary. This life is temporary. We're living for another kingdom. We're living for the kingdom of heaven. There's a second passage, and we'll wrap up with this, Ephesians chapter 6. So if you're in Revelation, make your way back. You might even get back to John. If you get back to John and then make your way towards the back of the Bible, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, then Galatians and Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6. And this is where we'll wrap up this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 8. Let me read this passage of how the kingdom comes, and then we'll make a couple comments on it. Apostle Paul is writing to the Ephesian believers, and he says this, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." How does the kingdom come? Because the kingdom is not of this world means that it will be fought in ways and will be welcomed in ways that are not of this world, as we said. How do we do it? We are strong in the Lord and in his power. Friends, if there's anything that I believe we as the Church of Jesus Christ may need to repent of in these days, is that we have adopted man-made strategies to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. We've adopted man-made strategies to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. One of the implications we'll talk about as we go is if we think that having the right person in office is going to bring the kingdom of God, that we're sorely mistaken. We do our duty and we prayerfully seek the Lord on who do we vote for and all those kinds of things, but a political party, a political leader, a judicial appointee, all of these things, these are good, but they're not the way that the kingdom comes from heaven. Because why? The kingdom's not of this world, right? The kingdom's not of this world. We have fought so much to try to win the war for morality in our country, and it's a battle that's not even on the physical. It's in the spiritual realm that it has to be fought. And so it's not being strong and our organizing and our voting and all those kinds of things. So again, I'm not saying don't do those things. I'm just saying we have to lean into and say we're going to be strong in the Lord and in his power. It's the cross of Christ that has won the victory, not the election booth. Friends, be strong in the Lord. Stand in Christ, because it's the cross that has won the victory already. We welcome the rule and reign of King Jesus, who has won at the cross already. So be strong in the Lord and in his power. Secondly, he says, put on the full armor of God. Why? Because our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the rulers, authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, Paul says in verse 12. So verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the devil's schemes. He goes through and he lists all the things: the belt of truth buckled around our waist, the breastplate of righteousness fitted in place, our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, the shield of faith to extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. If you do a study on this, and someday we'll maybe do a whole message on this, every single one of those pieces is representative of one person: Christ. He is truth. He is our righteousness. He is peace. He is our shield. We are hidden in Christ, in God. He is our salvation, the helmet of salvation. He is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, written and living word, Christ. What we're doing every day is we're saying, I am going to live my life in Christ. He is the only one who can defend me. And so I take my stand in Christ. One of the things that you can get into a habit of is in your daily prayer time is just claiming each one of these by faith. Say, Jesus, I claim you as the belt of truth. Jesus, I claim you by faith as the breastplate of righteousness, and just work through each one of them. And say, Jesus, I arm myself, I clothe myself with you. You're my protection. So that we just get in the business then of running the errands of God, putting on the full armor of God. And lastly, we pray in the Spirit. He says in verse 19, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Different people are going to understand this in different ways, what praying in the Spirit is. And I believe there are things like prayer languages and stuff like that. But the one thing I think more than anything he's referring to is this. We can pray in the flesh, my will, or we can pray led by the Spirit, the Father's will. And so we believe that the Spirit of God speaks to us to make known Christ and to make known the will of the Father. And so prayer should be listening first. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to pray? Not my will, but your will be done. And so prayer is much more powerful, much more effective when we hear the voice of the Lord through the Holy Spirit and pray his will and his kingdom to come. Pray in the Spirit, how the kingdom comes. And so because the kingdom is not of this world and therefore does not come in the ways that the kingdom of the world does, believe there's two steps that we can, two applications to take this morning. The first is that we would just ask the Lord to show us ways in which we seek to bring the kingdom according to human worldly ways and repent of them. You know, one of the key applications to that, I believe, and we'll talk about this more, but just to introduce this idea, is that when we recognize that the kingdom battles that we fight and the kingdom coming, it changes the way we view other people. It changes the way we view other people. Because our battle is not against flesh and blood, right? Our battle is not against Republicans or Democrats. Our battle is not against liberals or conservatives. Our battle is not black-white. Our battle is not Christianity, Islam. Our battle is in the heavenly realms. And so that changes the way we view people to where we see them not as our enemy, but we see them as people who we can engage and love and recognize that our enemy is in the heavenly realms. And so repent of the ways that we seek to bring the kingdom in worldly ways, because that sets up opposing people. We're fighting people. And then we're going to apply this as well by ending in a time of worship, by welcoming the King and his kingdom to come here in our lives and through and in this place through our worship, through our surrender, standing in the blood of the Lamb and the greatness of our God and by the word of our testimony. It's an opportunity for us to declare our dependence on him. And so I invite the worship team to come during this time as we close the service in this way in a few songs of worship. But let me just encourage you that if you want to worship here at the altar, you can do that. If you want to worship seated, you can do that. If you want to worship standing, you can do that. If you need prayer in any of these areas, come and we'd love to pray with you over this or any area of your life. But welcoming the kingdom of God. There may be some things that the Lord may point out in your lives that need to be repented of. Because the kingdom of God is not of this world. So as worship team comes, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll engage in worship in these last moments. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge you as the King.